And the synod became a way of expressing my anger, and they were horrified. The gays all went running.
The gays in
the gays in the synod,
yeah,
and the gays outside the synod said, "Don't do this."
So who else was in Angays then?
Oh yeah, David Purchase, Prudence Borthwick, David Engelbrecht, Jeff Scott. Bonsall was coming along to the meetings too, but he stopped coming, I think, because it became... We never had worship. We never had a little acceptance or MCC-type approach. Mm. Ours was meant... was rigidly to avoid becoming a holy huddle. But okay. In fact, we were a bit, in that we became the political holy huddle, in a way, I suppose, because we... But we tried to... the group was... lodged at Enmore, but there are people who didn't worship at Enmore, but most of us were at Enmore because it was a welcoming parish for us. It had become so because as I came out to the parishioners, they had to make a decision, a judgment between me, the gay, and me, the parishioner who was always there doing stuff. And they chose for me in spite of the gay thing. Even though we had gay clergy, the gay clergy were closeted and terrified by my activities at Synod. Pooh and Jeff had a much bigger vision of the whole issue, I'd say. Mine was very parochial and very limited. They had a much bigger vision, but we did lots of good stuff. And of course, I think that earned us a little bit of credit with the gay movement, so that Angays became, you know, Angays was there. And we were members, we were in the gay choir, we were doing this, we were doing that. Yeah. And I think they saw us as more acceptable, you know, because we didn't speak the language of acceptance or of MCC insofar. MCC was probably, they were usually there at political events too, but acceptance wouldn't have been. They were not about that. And then the Uniting Church group was also a bit more like us, a bit more radical, I suppose, if you could use that term. And we were doing stuff in Angays that was directly confrontational and provocative, like picketing synod, picketing the synod at the synod, and blocking the Archbishop's processional route, and going to the general synod meetings with T-shirts with gay and Christian on the back of the T-shirt, and going to parish churches that were associating themselves with Fred Nile, Anglican parishes, and challenging them, going to worship and then standing outside with our banner, going to the Friday, Good Friday Witness with our Anglican gay banner, right into the middle of the Good Friday Witness, which is a Sydney Diocese event, which is discontinued, and I don't know whether we contributed to that, I don't know. They were just so angry. Furious, and I found out from people were just outraged that we would go and do stuff like that.
Why?
In and around, because that is not the Anglican way to do things. You don't provoke and challenge, you show respect to the Archbishop and to the Church, and you don't do these things. You don't have vigils outside of Synod, chanting and singing prayers and chants that are floating into the windows of the Synod house. You don't do this stuff.